The conquering heroes return.
Violet, a round of mead for the table, if you would.
I already started pouring, dearie.
And two strapping young men to gaze fondly at me.
Uh-huh. Strangely, I don't have any of those behind the bar. Oh, you lot are more ripe than usual.
The smell of gold, honestly earned.
Which smells strangely like manticore blood in this case.
This is what a manticore smells like.
This is what four manticores smell like. When they're dead!
I think it's also why Tograph needs that mead so much.
Well, drink up then.
Violet, you make it hard for a man to remember that he shouldn't propose to a woman when he smells this terrible.
As though you smell better any other time, you old sellsword. Besides, you're too old for me by a half. Now, if your young scholar there were to turn his eye my way...
Be kind, dear landlady. I thought you weren't going to play the how many times can we make the boy blush game anymore.
No promises when he keeps being this adorable. Call me when you need another round.
Why does she always do that?
She fancies you, Uman.
She does not, in fact. She's more than a little in love with Tograph, and you know it.
The boy's not wrong.
Drink more. Talk less.
You do flirt with her a lot. I never see you do that with the other barmaids.
Much, much less.
You'd be adorable together.
I'm a professional monster hunter. I kill things for a living. Adorable has been off the table for more years than I can count.
I'll marry the wench.
Since when do you care about marriage?
I don't. I care about weddings and the ale they serve at them.
Finish your mead, and I will buy you a strong ale on the condition that we stop talking about this.
You spoil my fun.
You can keep talking all you like. Just understand that in doing so, you're coming between Hilgrad the Ox Puncher and a stein full of beer.
A toast to that poor ox. May it someday regain consciousness.
So I suppose you'd like another mug.
Here, Hilgrad, take mine.
But then you will have none.
That's all right. I don't really like mead that much. What?
You've been with us for almost a year, Uman. Every time we finish a job, we come to a tavern, and Tograth orders a round of mead. Every time. Why are we just now finding out you don't like mead?
Well, I don't hate it or anything. Mead's fine. It just wouldn't be my first choice.
What would your first choice be, my young friend?
Wine, I guess. Why is this...
How is it that you can memorize words from a spellbook? Words that, as far as I can tell, aren't in any real language. And yet you haven't been able to bring yourself to form the words, could I please have wine instead of mead?
Lita, it's not a matter of any importance.
Show me your arm.
My arm's fine. You healed my arm.
And now I want to look at it. You can tell I want to look at it because I'm saying to you, show me your arm.
As you will. Here. A little red mark, but that'll fade in a day or two.
There doesn't have to be a red mark, you know.
What?
Uman, do you really think Lita of the Birch Tree Glen, Bloodsinger and Fleshmender of the Order of the Silver Harpstrings, Teller of Tales, Healer of Hearts, and...
Balladeer to the Prince of Hoarfrost Caves.
I'm sorry, my friend, I can never remember it until I have at least two drinks in me. The point is, do you really think our old friend could not heal your arm so it was lily white as the new fallen snow?
She leaves that red mark on you so you may boast of your exploits. What warrior can tell a tale of battle without showing her scars?
No, that's why I leave the red marks on you. Uman does not brag of his exploits, which is well enough as you and I do enough to make up for it. But I had hoped it would serve as a reminder that he nearly died.
Oh, it wasn't that deep a wound.
The spikes of a manticore do not have to go deep, friend. Make no mistake, if not for Lita, you would be dead from the poison they carry.
Lita, in all honesty, if there's any doubt in your mind how grateful I am for all that you do for me, I'm truly sorry.
Well, there was no doubt in my mind until tonight.
What?
I want you to live, dear boy. You are my friend, my comrade. I don't just want you to survive unbruised. I want you to wrestle with life and force every moment of pleasure out of it. I did not heal you of a poison that would have ended your life just so you could come here and quaff a drink that you don't even like.
Violet, a bottle of good wine, if you would.
He does get there in the end.
Dada.
Winsa banditti.
Luchor, you sit back down.
We would have 4 mugs of ale.
Ale here is too good for goblins.
This is my place, Luchor. If they have the coin, I will serve them the drinks.
We do have the coins.
Then have a seat over there. Marta, attend on our guests.
I have other tables.
And now you have this one. Attend on these two and give them every courtesy. Or, if you would prefer not to, then pack your things, leave my place, and don't return.
Thank you.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
I pray you are wrong. I just came here from slaying manticores ridden by kobolds. I've had enough interesting for one day.
Missing?
By my count, yes. We had an even 20 spikes in good condition. Now there are only 19.
The thieves!
A possibility, I suppose.
A manticore spike is worth what? 40 gold? Definitely worth the risk to steal one.
True. From the right buyer, of course. An apothecary or a mage can do some useful things with them. But why take only one?
So we'd be a half day's journey out of town before we noticed it was gone? Because it's easier to hide one spike than 20? Take your pick.
Perhaps I simply dropped it.
No. No, you did not.
Why do you say that?
Because you are not a clumsy-fingered orc, Uman. You take care of the trinkets and baubles you collect after our battles, like I take care of my axe.
It doesn't really matter. Whoever took it is long out of our reach. Easy come, easy go.
Killing 4 manticores was hardly easy.
Difficult come, easy go. Well, that can't bode well.
2 arms, I think.
Ha! I love to start my day with a brawl.
Put down your weapons in the Duke's name.
I just brought them out, fool.
Easy, ox puncher. Nessa, is that you?
It is, Lita. Tell your magician to still his hands. This need not end with a bolt between his eyes.
I don't think I should tell her I was putting up a shield against crossbow bolts, do you?
Do not threaten my little friend, you wart on a werewolf's tail.
Calm your blood, everyone. Nessa, I would ask that you take no offense at Hilgrad's words. At least until we know if we want to actually offend you.
I'm a warden of the Duke's Roads. Been called worse and will be again, I have no doubt.
What's the meat of the matter, Nessa?
You lot spend the night in the Quailing Bush last night?
Is that a problem?
No. The problem is with one of the other guests. He came into the inn as a guest, and he left as a corpse.
We killed no man last night. You didn't kill anyone, did you?
I don't think so.
You don't...
The wine was good. I drank much of it.
Turn your horses around and come back to town with me. We'll get this matter sorted out.
Why do you think we were the killers?
Never said you were. I just said I have a corpse on my hands. But when someone dies after being poisoned with a manticore spike, I'd be a pretty fool indeed not to ask questions of the 4 monster hunters who just killed a pack of them.
Oh, this is bad.
I don't think so. She just wants to ask us questions.
Warden of the Duke's Road, ask us your questions here.
Not how it works, Hilgrad. The goblin who died is the cousin of their chieftain. They want to hear from everyone in the inn that night. You need to come back with us.
And if we do not?
We will. Put your weapons away.
I will not be brought to my heel by the likes of these.
If the goblins don't see that justice is done for their people, they will consider the treaties broken. The war with the goblin tribes just ended, and far too many people died because of it. We are not going to be responsible for another war.
And if I choose not to bow my head and let them carry me away?
Hilgrad, you are my sister in all but name. I have been your shield arm, and you have cut down my foes by the score. Do not ask what if. For the tale that would be told if we two should come to blows would be so full of tears, that this forest where we stand would be like a sea. Even our dear friend Lita could never bring herself to sing a ballad so sad.
That became grim very quickly.
Now do you see why I don't settle down with a barkeep?
Well, what is your answer?
Togoth, will you buy me a bottle of whiskey if I go with you?
I will buy you 3.
Good. If I must swallow my pride, I need something to wash it down.
We go with you, Nessa. Let's put an end to this ugly business quickly.
Everyone stop talking now. We've got a lot to do, so let's get down to it. Silbok, son of Chief Pick, thank you for coming to observe our actions here.
If justice is not done for my people, you shall all suffer for it.
And on that note, let us begin. Hook of the Badgerfolk, please come forward. As you are a visitor to our lands, I let you know as a courtesy that I have the authority to lay any punishment I choose, including death, should you be discovered in a lie.
Do not accuse my kinsmen of deception.
Silvok, I know you speak my language well enough to know what observe means. It does not mean you speak when there is no reason. Hook, tell us what happened.
We came on the last sunrise to this town with ore from the mountains to sell. The bargains were made, and we had coins and thirst. So we came here to this place and sat to drink. We were peaceful and gave no offense to anyone. That one there did not wish us to be here and said so.
Don't you point your filthy finger at me, goblin!
Luchor, wait your turn to speak. I will not tell you again. Continue, Hook.
The drinks were good, but strong. I drank and became tired. I closed my eyes for a moment, but it became a long moment. When I stirred again, it was past the middle night, and all but a few had gone to bed. I shook Jir to waken him, but he was cold to the touch. In the night he had fallen to sleep and never again woke. I cried out, and the drink lady came to us. That is when we found the thorn in his back.
The spike of the manticore.
That is what they say. I do not know. I have never seen such a beast. But those four said they killed manticores.
Then here are your murderers. A manticore is not so common a thing that anyone should find their spikes just lying about.
Do you call me a poisoner? Have a care.
Why does this one reek of drink?
Be glad she does, Silvok. If Hilgrad hadn't downed that bottle of whiskey, she'd probably already have been out of her seat and throttling the life from you. One does not accuse a daughter of the Grey Bear of killing in anything but a fair battle with impunity.
See how they threaten me?
They would threaten less if you were to stop speaking out of turn and accusing them.
My father demands justice for the blood which has been spilled.
What do you animals know of justice?
Hater of goblins, there is your killer, Warden.
Sorry. That was just meant to get everyone's attention. Things were getting tense.
Uman the Mageling, your heart may be in the right place, but I will keep my own order here.
Yes, miss. Sorry, I just...
You have already told me, and now I tell Silvok that you found one spike missing from your collection the next morning.
A clumsy lie!
I have known this lot for many years, Silvok. A few of them might cut a fellow's head from his shoulders over a matter of honor, but a poison spike to the back? There would have to be a reason for that, unless you can discover such a reason.
Ask that one! The one with the beard. I dare say he has had cause to spill goblin blood.
That...
Friend Nessa, may I respond in my own words?
By all means, Tograth. But remember, I am the warden and a friend only when that burden is not on my shoulders.
My thanks. Silvok knows full well who I am. We met amidst the cries of war. He broke my father's shield and my arm which carried it. And if I am any judge of my own sword, he still bears the mark of where my blade bit into his hip. I would not deny that I have killed goblins any more than he would deny having slain dwarves. But, Warden, we met long ago, as your people count days. Moreover, I remind you we stand in a town on the border between the Duke's lands and those of Chief Pick. The truce between your peoples has been in place less than a year. If I'm the only one to slay a goblin in battle under this roof, then pluck out my beard hair by hair. As it is, I swear I did no harm to the one called Jir, nor wished him any harm, nor even spoke to him. I have had my fill of wars where good folk die.
I'm tired of them myself. And so here's my dilemma. The people I know had the spikes had no reason to want the goblin dead. Now, Luthor might have wanted that death. Don't waste your breath in denial. You'd spring from your chair and murder the two goblins here with your bare hands, given half a chance.
And why not? They snuck in like bandits and poisoned our well. My three sisters, my father, all dead. I alone survived, and look at me! My hand shakes so that I cannot cut the wool from our sheep. I am too weak to keep watch over my flock. I can do nothing but sit here in this tavern and pray that the drink will kill me sooner rather than later.
I know what toll that poison took on you, Luthor. Forgive me, but it sounds to me that you would find a goblin's death by poison to be altogether fitting.
I find it just, and I would that I had been the one to do it.
You deny it, then?
Well, of course he does. He didn't do it.
Lita?
What, do you think we come to an inn and leave our valuables out in the open where anyone can get to them? I'm wise enough to know a good thief can steal anything if given the chance, but to take only one spike and not have us notice? Not with Luthor's hands.
This proves nothing!
May I ask a question?
Uman?
No disrespect, Warden Nessa, but we might be asking the wrong questions. Not who wanted to kill Jir, but who could have.
Uman, are you trying to have the finger of blame pointing at us again?
Not especially.
Are you sure? Because it seems like...
That table. Hook and Jir sat at that table. It's in the corner, far out of everyone's way. And Jir, if I remember right, sat with his back to the wall.
Of course. We are hated here. Why would we show our backs to our enemies?
That's more or less my point. To put the spike into Jir's back, someone would have needed to walk over and be at that table. It couldn't have been thrown.
You mentioned a question, Uman?
Right, sorry. The question, I suppose, is, did anyone notice someone walk over and talk to the goblins, even for a moment?
That is hardly something which would not have been noticed.
With one possible exception.
Let me go!
If you had not run, I would not have grabbed you. Little one, I see you are thinking you will kick me or bite me. Rethink that. What will happen to you will happen, whether or not you have all of your teeth or both your legs.
Thank you, Hilgrad. Now, if you would be so kind as to bring Marta the bar wench before me, with all parts intact, if possible?
Please, let me go!
Marta, you ran when eyes fell upon you. You might have been the only one who could have gotten near the spikes and near the goblins without being noticed. And besides all that, you look as guilty as anyone I have ever seen. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I... No.
Wretch! Explain yourself. Why have you made my kinsman's heart grow cold with death?
Silvok, enough. Put that dagger back in your belt or I will find a better place.
She will tell me why.
Because day after day she poured the drinks which slowly killed a man who has already been poisoned once. He told her every day of the family he lost and how the goblins took them from him. Every day she poured the drinks, and he poured out his pain. She grew to love him, and so when the goblins came to the place where their name was cursed so often, she did what she thought he would have wanted. Well, it makes a good song that way, at any rate.
Silvok, need the warden tell you to sheathe that blade again?
No, Tograth.
May we never meet again. But that any blades drawn are put away with no blood upon them.
As you say, so may it be.
Take away the prisoner. I have heard enough for today.
What will become of her?
We shall give her time to confess her crimes. But if no more evidence comes forth, then justice must be served.
Nessa?
Warden Nessa. and a warden must do what needs to be done. Go your ways, monster killers. I thank you for your service.
Cheer up, my friend.
That's a hard request. A woman is going to die. I suppose I understand it, but I don't know how to find much cheer in it.
You can find cheer in it not being you who is the one dying.
The sad songs are sometimes the most beautiful, Uman. I told you once to wrestle with life. I may have forgotten to tell you that sometimes life wins. The trick is to enjoy the game even when you cannot win it.
I fail to find much beauty here. A goblin is dead. A woman is soon to join him. Neither of their deaths will make up for what evil has been done. No one who hated goblins yesterday will stop doing so today, and no goblin will stop hating the humans because of what happened in that inn.
Hate is a monster none of us can hope to slay, friend Uman.
Then what was the point?
The point, I think, is that you should order wine at the next tavern. Never let anyone make you drink mead.
You have been listening to Why the Wizard Drinks Wine, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Lita was Rebecca Scheimer. Hilgrad was Andy Gastenge. Uman was Aaron Manka-White. Tograth was Dan Wenzel. Violet was Jill Wenzel. Jeer was Adam Gastenge. Hook was Brianna Kubi. Nessa was Liz Music. Silvok was Rick Tennant. Luchor was Andrew Dell. And Marta was Dana Bonner Andreessen. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.